This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to be talking about how the producer price index, we've been talking about a lot about inflation, but evidently the producer price index is at a record high. We talked a bit about inflation yesterday, and one of the numbers that the government put out is 8% or 8.5%. It's a record high, of course.
What's inflation? Do you mean the Putin price hike?
I do mean the Putin price hike. Obviously, when I say inflation, I appreciate you correcting me. What I mean is that, you know, Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, and because of that, the U.S. economy sucks. And it has absolutely nothing to do with anything else. It is just Putin's war and the Putin price hike. Gas prices were definitely not rising 7 months ago or 8 months ago. Inflation was not happening 7 or 8 months ago. There were not supply ships stuck off the coast of California and New York City.
We've always been at war with Eurasia.
Yes.
Russia.
No, yeah. Either way, whoever we're at war with now, we've always been at war with them, and we've never been at war with anyone else. And all we're dealing with now, as you point out accurately, is the Putin price hike. Of course, everything all of us just said is facetious.
But that's what they want you to believe. That is actually what they want you to believe, that everything you're experiencing at the gas pump, at the grocery store checkout, and elsewhere is a result of Putin, Putin, Putin.
And it's complete nonsense. I mean, you can just go to our podcast page or our video page at video.freetalklive.com and check the archives there where we were talking about this stuff as it was happening 6 months ago. Don't let it get memory hold. All of this stuff actually happened. It's been happening. It's still happening. And it's not Putin's fault.
When I was a little kid, the people on Fox News would say gold is a hedge against inflation. It's been a thing. That's what I always heard. That
against inflation.
I don't think Fox News would say that now.
That's true.
Well, if they had a gold sponsor, they sure would.
They would be too busy saying how inflation is. You know, it turns out it's actually a good thing. Inflation's a good thing, right? It makes everyone more equal, and we love equality.
Is Fox making those statements because they tend to be the right winger, quote unquote, news entertainment platform, and so because the right wing is not in charge in D.C., I think they're more likely to be critical. But again, I don't spend a whole lot of time reading Fox News.
That's a good question. They certainly, if they had Trump in the White House still,
then they would be defending whatever.
They're like, look, no, he's just helping us achieve equality, which is true in the sense that inflation, which is an increase in the money supply, which causes an increase in prices, that, you know, there's not a corresponding increase in wage to match it, so everyone gets equally poor under inflation. So it does make us a little bit more equal. I'm surprised. Look, it's just a matter of time before some of these left-wing sites like The Guardian or whatever are rolling out that narrative. Hey, guys, it turns out this inflation stuff is pretty good.
They actually already had
equal.
That. They had the inflation puff pieces happen last year. And now they've moved on to admitting that inflation is hurting people, and now they're blaming Putin for it.
Ah, yes. Well, it's definitely Putin's fault. But before we get into any of that, let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the lines from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Yeah, I wanted to touch on this Frank James business a little bit, but I'm going to go on kind of a media spin with it.
Okay.
Well, you know, ever since they've been trying to get Trump out of office, so it's been like 5 years now. It's pretty much the news media has been attacking Whitey. Whitey this, Whitey that. Any mass shooting that was done by a white man, by God, it got blasted out of the air. But the only way a black man made it on the news was if the cops were beating him up or something. But as far as mass shooters go, they are definitely just parallel with the percentage of the population. If there's 12% Chinese, there's going to be 12% Chinese mass murders. If there's 35% Mexicans, there's going to be 35% Mexican mass murderers.
I tend to agree with those numbers, and that's one of the reasons that I take issue with the United States prison system and its disproportionate targeting of Black Americans, because most prisons, state prisons at least in the United States, have a prison population that is like 40 to 50% Black. Even though everyone, as you're pointing out, you know, white people, Black people, Asian people, they all commit crimes at about the same rate.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with what Major Payne is saying sort of in theory, but I'm having a tough time remembering the last Asian shooter.
Yeah, well, me too, but they're only, what, you know, 7% of the population, maybe?
Well, I mean, on the Pacific Northwest, they're much larger percentage than they are here. I don't know what they are offhand, but if you're talking about, you know, Seattle or San Francisco or somewhere else.
The most recent one that, well, the one that comes up is, I'm not going to attempt it, but it was a Virginia Tech shooting where 32 people were killed back in 2007.
Wow.
Evidently, there seem to be some more recent ones, but all of the ones that the media is pointing out were anti-Asian shootings.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And, of course, if you Google anything about a mass shooter right now, it's going to be flooded with Frank James. So you have a good point. I can't think of too many Asian mass shooters either, but I tend to think they probably do happen. But they're probably not 6% of mass shootings. I think you're probably correct.
If it did happen nowadays with an Asian shooter, they would probably hype it because they're trying to make yellow the new white.
I just
I do not know what that means.
No, I haven't heard that.
I think it's just so hard for me to trust these numbers.
Because the Japanese and the Koreans and whatnot do so good in school because they actually apply themselves. They are now a member of the overprivileged class like Whitey. So they're trying to roll them all into one basket.
Well, somebody has run the statistics. According to Statista.com, the number of mass shootings in the United States between 1982 and February of 2022, so about 40 years worth of them.
I want to say, and you know, I say this as a white person, I want to say they were disproportionately white people.
Yeah, that's what my guess is also.
It looks like they're not doing percentages here, but we do have number of incidents, 66 white, 21 Black, 10 Latino, 8 Asian, 5 other, 3 Native American, and 13 unknown or unclear.
Okay, so the white population is 65 to 70%. The Black population is about 20%, so that totally jives with what I just said.
But these aren't percentages.
No, that's not true at all. The Black percentage of Americans is not 20% at all.
17 maybe.
Well, it doesn't matter. These aren't percentages. I could run the percentages on this. But either way, it does look about right at a glance here.
Yeah, there's nuts in every race.
Yes, sure. There's plenty of psychopaths out there.
The same. Yeah.
But either way, it's just hard for me to trust these numbers at all because so many of these mass shooters come out to seem like patsies to me. It's just like, I'm just going to call it as I see it. I don't care if that makes me sound crazy.
I mean, you make a really good point, Bonnie. I mean, there's so many of these, and there's so many ulterior motives and things like that. And this doesn't even account for, you know, the police mass shootings, because police kill a lot of people. And those aren't mass shootings. But if we include those stats in there as well, that's not going to skew the numbers in, as you put it, Whitey's favor, if we include the numbers of people shot and killed by police.
A police mass shooting would just get called police kinetic action or whatever they call it. They call it something else. I'm mixing up the military and the police, but still, they wouldn't call it a mass shooting. They would call it something else, like police operations.
Major Payne, thank you so much tonight for the call. It's certainly an interesting concept, and you have a good point. I don't believe that Asians represent 6% of mass shooters, but I would be shocked to find that they represent 6% of Americans as well. But again, I'm not a statistician. I don't know the numbers on that. I do know that white people aren't 65 to 70% of the population, but again, those weren't statistics you were talking about. It was something else.
Asians, 8 shootings. I totaled up the numbers here. 126 is the total, so 8 out of 126 is about 6.3%.
Okay, wow.
And then 21 out of 126, that's the Blacks, is about 16.6%.
Oh, so it's almost spot on. Wow, that's That's shocking. That's a relief, I suppose, because it does back up Major Payne's point, since that there's nuts in every race, and the skin color is kind of irrelevant to whether or not there are crazy people who look a whole lot like you.
Yeah, and there's so many, like, white people, especially around, not around here, but that say that black people commit those crimes, and I'm always just wondering, how do you even get that statistics? First of all, it's government statistics.
I do want to say before we go out to break that I stand corrected. I expected white people to represent more mass shootings, and evidently they didn't. 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. Before we get to talking about inflation, are you hedging your bets against inflation? They used to say that gold was a hedge against inflation, and it still is, right? Inflation, the money supply is increasing, and as we've seen from gold, I don't watch the price of gold closely, but I do watch the price of goldbacks fairly closely. They're almost, if they haven't reached $4 per right now, they're right on the edge of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, where goldbacks will be circulating heavier than ever, I look forward to seeing the constant flashes of brilliant gold throughout the landscape as people flash their goldbacks around. But they'll be trading for $5 per, at least, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because no one's going to trade them for undervalue. I mean, even if they're $4 and a nickel, among libertarians, no one's going to take them at $4. They're going to be $5 everywhere you go. But there's another way, and that's Bitcoin. You can find out about it at Bitcoin.com. It is on sale, as I understand it. I think it's down to about $40,000 right now. I'm not exactly sure. But you can go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. Because it is changing the world, and it's only going to continue changing the world as governments do everything that they can to destroy the USD and to destroy their own currencies. It's not just the U.S. government that is doing this. So find out what in the world I'm even talking about at Bitcoin.com, because this is going to affect you. I went to the store today. I almost never buy candy or anything like that, but I wanted some Starburst. And I noticed that the pack of Starburst that they have there, it's the same size as it's always been, but it's like $1.99 now or something like that. And it's just insane. There's these little snack cakes that I would have paid 35 cents for back in my days of, you know, smoking pot and, you know, delivering pizzas. That I would, you know, they would have been 35 cents. And now it's like you get two of them for $2.19 or whatever. It's insane the price increase that's going on. I was talking to one of the owners of the convenience store about this, about how a 12-ounce Coke can, a Coca-Cola, used to be 50 cents, right? But then it was 75 cents. And then it was you could get a 20 ounce for $1, then it was $1.25, then it was $1.50, now it's $2.
$2 now?
$2. Jeez. If you can find a Coke machine, because I also mentioned that, the last place I actually saw
they got them at Walmart.
They do?
Yeah.
I imagine it's $2 per there. It may be
$1.75. I noticed it was $1.75, but I don't look at, you know. Often.
It may be $1.75. You do see those. The $2 ones that I've seen, they were at hotels.
Oh yeah.
But it could be $1.75 but even then $1.75, that's almost an increase of 100% versus what it was at back when I was actually drinking soft drinks. It's insane what's going on.
Yeah, in the convenience store you were talking about a couple weeks ago, I came into work and they handed me a roll of labels and I had to go around putting new prices on everything.
Like, here's your afternoon. Everything has to be repriced because the price of everything has gone up. That's unfortunate, but I mean, that's
eventually,
how it's happening.
If inflation, or when inflation gets so bad, prices could be going up on a daily or weekly basis. You might just end up saying, check price at register, you know, just so you don't have to be repricing everything all the time. Or have digital price tags, or you can just update it with a computer and you don't have to go around the whole store. Because that's a pain in the butt.
I like that idea. I don't like the reason that idea would happen, but I like the idea. I think the Bitcoin shop back when it existed in Portsmouth had something similar to that.
I think so.
Where?
Well, they had Bitcoin-only prices, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. But even then, I think you had to scan a QR code to even find out what it was.
That might be true. It's been a while.
Because it wasn't priced in dollar amounts, and they couldn't just leave it perpetually priced at a, you know, 0.001 Bitcoin or whatever, because then suddenly you could be paying $400 for a latte or one of their weird grass sodas, whatever it was. I don't remember what exactly they served, but it was some weird stuff. But inflation is happening. One of the tricks that I've been told lately is that you buy gasoline every day. Instead of doing
dollar cost averaging gas?
Yep.
Well, not maybe, but the point is to make it feel like it doesn't hurt as much. Like, I tend to buy gas like once a week or once every 2 weeks because I don't do a whole lot of driving, so I don't need it. But when I do buy it at this rate, I end up buying, you know, $70 here, $50 there, and I'm like, man, that really sucks.
Yeah, but is it really worth your time to go to a gas station every single day?
For me, no, and that's why I haven't been doing it. It's like, you know, I get that it's going to be emotionally painful to look at that number and see I just bought $70 worth of gas, whereas, you know, 2 years ago, that same amount of gas would have been like $25, $30.
I hate going to the gas station now, but whenever I did Uber Eats, I would always go to the gas, or constantly, obviously, because I had to drive a lot. And my friend one time said, if you died today, Bonnie, I would have to stay at your funeral. One thing I know about Bonnie is that she's always at gas stations every time I call her.
So why is gasoline still so expensive if oil prices have dropped? I don't know to what extent oil prices really even affect the price of gasoline. I know that gasoline is derived from oil.
Yeah, it's the input cost.
So oil prices have tumbled almost 20% from a multi-year peak in March. But my question isn't why aren't gasoline prices going back down?
They have gone down.
Why did they go up in the first place? Why did the price of oil shoot up the way it did? Because it's not like we're actually, that's what they say, but anybody who looks goes, wait a minute, we weren't getting that much of our oil from Russia in the first place. There's no reason that not getting oil, it should have decreased our supply of gasoline by, what, 2%? Something along those lines, 2 to 6%, depending on which estimate you're using.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have expected, what, a 2 to 6% increase in the price, corresponding to a decrease in the supply. But that's not what we saw at all. We saw an almost 50, 60, 70% increase in the price.
Well, probably because at the same time, inflation is hitting the highest rates ever.
Inflation is hitting, although Bikers on Call in the YouTube chat points out that oil prices are always manipulated, and there's a lot of speculation and manipulation that goes on. Of course, you've got the military that secures oil derricks or whatever, oil places in the Middle East, and that, of course, is essentially a subsidy to oil, so you could argue that the price is actually lower than what it should be based on what it would be in the marketplace. Who knows?
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know, but I think it was probably just an overreaction from gas companies. I have an article here that gets into what they think the reason is. The difference between the cost of oil and gasoline has attracted attention from politicians, some of whom have accused oil companies of price gouging.
Ridiculous.
There's no such thing as price gouging. There's just increasing the price of a thing so that you don't run out of the supply of that thing. Because as the supply goes down, if demand stays the same because price isn't increasing, you're going to end up with a shortage of that good. That's what always happens. In a House hearing on April the 6th, Democrats claimed that large oil companies have intentionally kept fuel prices elevated, which the companies have denied. The centerpiece of the hearing was a chart displayed by Diane DeGette showing oil prices coming down while fuel prices stayed aloft. Something just doesn't add up, she said. And again, it's worth mentioning that just 2 years ago, we were talking about how oil was negative or $0 per barrel, and they were actually paying people to store it. So we went from, I think, I don't remember if the price of oil was ever actually negative, but I guess it was that they were paying you to store it.
Yeah, I don't think, to call it $0 a barrel is probably not accurate, but there was something that happened that flipped to where they were paying people to store it because they couldn't
sell it. Because they were making too much steel. You can't just turn them off.
Right, you can't turn off the spigot.
Yeah, so what's going on here? Why is it up? We're going to get into it. 603-283-6160. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frank James, the black nationalist suspect in the Brooklyn subway mass shooting, is in police custody. Police arresting him in New York City's East Village Wednesday afternoon. As far as how the arrest was handled, NYPD Chief of Department Kenneth Corey.
Crime Stopper tip comes in. reports that the mail is in the McDonald's on 6th Street and 1st Avenue in the 9th Precinct down on the Lower East Side in East Village. Officers respond to the McDonald's. He's not in the McDonald's. They start driving around the neighborhood looking for him. They see him on the corner of St. Mark's and 1st, and they take him into custody. No incident in taking him into custody.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million in taxpayer money in security assistance for Ukraine. That includes helicopters, artillery systems, ammunition, and armored vehicles. USA Radio News. Texas is ending enhanced tractor-trailer inspections at one Mexican border station. Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing an agreement with Nuevo León Governor Samuel Garcia.
Since Nuevo León has increased its security on its side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous practice of random searches of vehicles.
Garcia says law enforcement is planning to continuously patrol its border with Texas to find any drug and human smugglers. At the National Hurricane Center, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says that it is important to discuss plans for the future because of recent hurricanes have been intensifying.
They are stronger. They're lasting longer at higher durations over land. Hurricane Ida last year was a Category 4 hurricane for about 4 hours over land, which is unheard of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
But you're invited to call in with your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we mentioned earlier, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I believe it's probably sold out by this point. I haven't checked.
It's oversold, technically.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to have a hard time getting tickets there with that. They're probably still selling tickets, but on the hopes that people aren't going to show. That's what oversold usually means. I don't know if they stopped selling tickets yet, basically. But they are officially sold out, even if they are still selling tickets. It's very weird. But ForkFest still has open spots. We're assuming. We actually don't know. For all we know, Rogers Campground is sold out for the week of ForkFest. ForkFest is the freedom-loving, decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or continuation of the Porcupine Freedom Festival would be a more accurate way to put it, because alternatives suggest that they're happening at the same times or that they're competitors or anything like that. These are really very different festivals. ForkFest is generally much more laid back. It's a much more relaxed environment because no one's in charge. No one's planning anything. If you want something to happen, you kind of have to get out there and make it happen because no one else is going to plan for any speakers to show up or any of that sort of thing. So
if you want to speak, speak.
Yep. Forkfest.party is the unofficial website. That's fork like you eat with, fest.party. It's a good time. There's a festival every year. There's a fireworks show every year now. This one is happening on July the 3rd. It lasts about a week, and it's just after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So check it out, forkfest.party.
Does anyone do that? Does anyone have, like, speaking events?
There was... The first year that ForkFest came after the Porcupine Freedom Festival was a bigger year than it was last year, and there was at least one speaking event that I know of. Chris Lopez of the Free State Project, I think she's on the board, so she doesn't mind being name dropped. She gave a speech on sexual activity with disabilities at the Ladies Night Out area.
And that was a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, that was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know how long ago exactly it was. And I think the Alt Expo, people continue doing presentations and stuff like that throughout ForkFest.
Cool. I hope they do, because I want to see some Alt Expo things. I was just busy during
Liberty Forum. Well, they'll be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for sure. I mean, they're there every year. So if you want to see the Alt Expo, you'll at least see them there. Hopefully they will stay around for ForkFest. I don't know if you intend to be there for that, but check it out. It's ForkFest.party. We have Dan on the line from Nebraska, ready to tell us why we're so wrong about everything. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you guys, I mean, look, that you're making it sound like I'm coming in here really hostile. And, you know, first, I want to say that the worst take I've heard as far as gun control, which is that I called in about anything related to shooting, was from one Major Payne, who called in a little bit earlier with some, I mean, obviously baseless and conspiracy-inclined ideas about how race factors into
what you're referring to. Simply put, is that the media wants to paint all mass shootings by white people as being racially motivated, and they don't talk about shootings committed by black people. Or at least that was Major Payne's contention. Is that correct?
That's correct. But yeah, actually, the thing I wanted to ask you guys in particular is where for you guys would be the line where you see that the damage done by guns should be remedied by some type of maybe, let's say, political direct action?
There isn't a line, because that's an impossible task. It's just like nuclear weapons. I don't want nuclear weapons to exist because of the amount of damage they can cause. But I also know that we're never going to annihilate or get rid of every single nuclear weapon. There's always going to be one. There's always going to be someone out there with the gun. The question isn't how do we keep that someone from getting a gun. It's what do we do when that person has a gun and they start using it for evil?
More people need to have guns.
Yeah, you have to meet it with an equal amount of force, and that means having a gun. You can't get rid of every single gun in existence. Even the United Kingdom hasn't managed to do that. They can't even keep guns out of prisons.
I agree with Aria. I was going to say basically the same thing. I don't know. There would never be a line where I decide to do something that's ineffective. And why would I decide to do something that's not effective? I would rather everyone have guns, because guess what? There aren't mass shootings in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true. Vermont and New Hampshire are two of the more gun-friendly places out there, and they're also the least number of murders per capita in all of the United States.
They're also incredibly rural, though.
There are cities here. Manchester doesn't have a lot of gun crime either, and it's a city of over 100,000 people.
What would that really have to do with anything anyway? Like, if somebody wanted to shoot a lot of people in a rural area, they could just go to a church and shoot people.
Well, I think that it has to do with, you know, maybe the density of a city kind of just gives people more better opportunities to...
No, the better opportunity is the fact that when you go and shoot somebody in New York City, like this dude allegedly did on the subway, you can be almost certain that as long as most people, the super majority of people, are law-abiding, that there will be no guns on the subway train car. Whereas if you were to go anywhere in New Hampshire and try the same thing, it would be a highly risky thing to do, because there's a good chance there will be multiple people carrying guns.
I was thinking about that in regard to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the ForkFest earlier, which, you know, if some racist black man wanted to cause a maximum amount of damage to as many white people as he could without running any real risk of hitting a black person, then the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the ForkFest, they're the prime targets, right? That's where you're going to find a huge number of white people and very, very few people of any other ethnicity. But if you try that at ForkFest, you're going to learn very, very quickly that almost everyone there is armed, and you're not going to be very effective.
Yeah, I think it would be like getting shot from multiple angles all at once, and you would lift your hand out of your holster with your gun, and you would just evaporate.
Okay, now I kind of get the, like, that how in theory that would work. Like I can see like from A to B, but again, you know, the thing about gun control is that to me, you know, I value evidence-based policy, and the evidence and what are the studies are just are not on the side of guns. Like you're saying that that's going to happen in most circumstances.
The evidence is gun control doesn't work. It doesn't keep guns out of the hands of people who want them. It just keeps guns out of the hands of people who would be quote-unquote law-abiding, who would otherwise be able to defend themselves. It does not keep guns out of the hands of felons or other people that would actually use them to harm others.
Yeah, evidence... really simple...
Hold on, you guys.
I have a really simple question for you. Let's say there's a shooting at a bar in whatever town you're in. What do people do in order to put an end to that situation?
I mean, usually you call the police.
And the police come with what? What do they have with them when they come to put a stop to this mass shooting?
They're going to have guns. I mean, that's one of the things.
Okay, so would it not be more effective if you had guns that were already there instead of having to travel 15 minutes, as Bonnie points out?
Okay, well, here's the thing, and here's the deal, though.
Now, can you answer the question?
I did answer the question.
No, you said, here's the deal. Would it not be more effective instead of having the guns have to travel there over the course of 15 minutes to have someone already...
Here's the thing. Aria, you can say that... I understand how, in theory, you could think that that would work, but that in reality... Like based on the data from the emergency, the lie to claim, well, it's hundreds of. I'm sorry, virtually all.
What department is this?
Okay, here's the
data of his butthole pulling it right now.
We're no likely to be injured after you taking protective action than victims using other forms of protection. Okay.
Huh? Run that by me again.
We just didn't hear you.
Cases where there's a. Okay, so even though there are so many guns in this country, and you would think that if what you're saying would actually turn out more, it's actually in less than 1% of contact crimes that the victims use a gun in self-defense. And the people who were those victims...
What the hell are you talking about? Here's the thing you don't understand, Dan. If you use a gun in self-defense, a lot of times that doesn't get reported.
And another thing is a lot more shootings happen in these gun-free areas, so of course it would be a lower number of people that pull out a gun in self-defense if they're in a safe zone.
That's a really good point. I mean, because that data that you just put out, Dan, that includes schools and stuff like that where people can't have guns to defend themselves. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and even though Elon Musk is making some sort of effort to take over Twitter, and the media is freaking out about it, I've got an article that we probably won't get to tonight about how this Elon Musk's vision for the internet is terrifying lunacy, and we must all be afraid. The fact is that big tech does have a bad habit of censoring people. And in order to counter that, we've created our own social media platform. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of getting censored on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all of these other places, the answer isn't to go to Gab or Parler or Truth or Truther or whatever Trump's platform is called, or one of these other centralized platforms where they're going to, like, I think on Gab you're not allowed to criticize Israel or something like that. And Parler got rid of Christopher Cantwell, which is shocking because, no, it was Gab that Gab got rid of Christopher Cantwell. Parler's the one
Cantwell
where you can't
say. Cantwell was in prison by the time Parler came out.
Yeah, Parler is the one where you can't criticize Israel, I think. So, I mean, it's all a mess. They all develop their own stupid little rules. If you want to get away from that, social.freetalklive.com is the way to go. We kept Dan on the lines because I felt like we weren't a little fair to him. There's three against one here, so I'm going to sit back through a lot of this, Dan, and let Ian and Bonnie ask you the questions they wanted to ask. But I'm sure you wanted to respond to our statements here, or at least clarify what you were trying to say before we went out to break, because it wasn't very clear.
Dan thinks gun control works.
Okay, so you guys, what I was saying was that you guys, your original point was that all these people who are supposedly having these guns that could be using them in self-defense would be bringing down the rate of, you know, gun violence or whatever, but
they already
actually,
are.
According to the Harvard Injury Control Research Center, guns are used in self-defense, so guns are used by the victims in less than 1% of those crimes. So you're literally already
talking about places where this happened, where a shooter started shooting people, right? My point is, people don't start shooting people when they know everyone around them has guns.
Or when they know
so
people
you didn't
could have
destroy
guns.
Our point at all.
Yeah, look, when you go shooting people on a school campus, you're in what's called a gun-free zone. When you go to a subway car in New York City, you're basically in a gun-free zone because all of New York City, if people are quote-unquote law-abiding, is a gun-free zone. So, of course, people are not going to have guns in those situations. On the other hand, if you walk into a bank in New Hampshire and somebody's standing there in line with a gun on their hip, and you were thinking about robbing that bank, you might give it a second thought and not even try in that particular case. And you might go down to Massachusetts, where it's much less likely that you're going to encounter someone with a gun.
And that's why it wouldn't end up in his statistic, because it wouldn't happen.
Correct. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff that guns and the possession of them and the showing of them, because again, sometimes people open carry, sometimes they don't. In some cases where a criminal is like moving towards doing a thing, simply showing a gun to that person will change their mind. So if you had it concealed, not concealing it. Now again, generally the
rule that happened with my little brother.
What happened there?
This guy was doing something weird around his car. I don't remember what he was doing, and he just flashed his gun, and the guy got in his car and drove away.
Right. There's no statistic there because he didn't call the cops, right?
No.
Right. Because most people in those circumstances, they just want to get on with their lives. So they put their gun away, they get in the car, and they leave. They go home. That's the end of it. So you don't have any numbers for that, Dan. You have no idea how often guns prevent crime from even starting.
Well, okay, based on that, Ian, really, I have just as much license to say, well, you don't know how many more gun crimes are committed by a similar type of brandishing, and whether or not that would outweigh the amount of people who do the self-defense brandishing.
So here's the thing. I don't care.
I don't get his point. What crime would be committed by a brandishing? What do you mean?
No, what I'm saying is, well, we're just talking about brandishing the action, not the crime. But I was saying, you know, you don't know that the amount of people who, you know, show their gun in self-defense outweighs the number of people who show their guns for offensive purposes. Like, you know, gun control reduces that where, you know, for all either of us.
You're not making a lot of sense here, dude, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter if it outweighs it, because for the people who don't have to deal with having a gun shoved in their face, it's well worth it. There are countless numbers, and you're right. We don't know, because those things don't get reported, and that's a good thing, because those crimes never happened, and those people are safe. They didn't get abducted. They didn't get shot. They didn't get threatened. No one got hurt, because the thing never happened.
Again, you don't know how many times these guns that you're talking about, you know, were used offensively for these same purposes, and whether or not those crimes could have not happened.
Why wouldn't we know that? Because wouldn't somebody call the police if somebody was brandishing a gun illegally at them?
I think I can help Dan here. Dan's question is, if more people had guns, there would be more gun-related crime. Is that right, Dan?
Absolutely. If you think that having everybody in a subway car in New York City would lower the amount of gun violence there, that's crazy.
Well, that's not crazy, because New Hampshire and Vermont, as we stated, have some of the most guns.
I don't know about Vermont, but New Hampshire is the most machine gun owning state. I don't know how many, you know, guns per capita or whatever. I don't have those statistics on hand. But no one ever said that everyone in the subway car should have guns, Dan. So you're putting words in our mouth.
The only people
who should have guns are the people who want to have guns. And if the people who want to have guns are around and about, then the people who are going to use guns in a criminal manner will be shut down quickly. And the fact that you can't see that, or the fact that you just deny that, is just willful ignorance.
And he said he wants to look at things with a facts basis.
How is it willful ignorance when you're really asking me to take this on theory alone? It's not a theory.
It's
not willful.
You're trying to use statistics that actually aren't applicable, and we're trying to tell you that there's a whole state with a million and a half people where gun violence doesn't happen at the rate that it happens in gun-free zones.
And it's not a theory, Dan, to say that people use guns all the time to prevent crimes.
Well, I mean, evidently and literally, it's in less than 1% of cases.
You don't know. You're not even listening.
No, in 1% of cases where a gun did get used violently.
You have not comprehended. If you're listening, you're not comprehending.
Dan, someone on YouTube has a question for you. How is a woman going to thwart a rapist or a murderer without a gun?
Well, actually, it's interesting you bring that up, because virtually no women use guns to stop sexual assault, and according to this same research.
Yeah, and a lot of women get raped.
That's because if you see a woman open, that's because if you're a rapist and you see a woman open carrying, you pick the rapist picks a different woman. That's just the common sense, right?
From people you know. What are you talking about? I mean,
what did you say, Dan? I didn't catch that.
So most rapes are from people you know. It's not like they're a lot more complex than that, but. Again, people in more than
yeah. And if the person who would rape you knows that you carry a gun all the time, then they won't rape you.
In there were more than 300 cases looked at as far as also the sexual assault aspect of the study went, and it was again none. So I mean, again, you're talking about how.
So these people that got raped didn't have guns. It. Good point. You're right. Good point, Dan.
You're making our point for us, Dan. You don't even
carrying
realize
carrying a gun
it.
Prevents rape. That's what I got. That's what I got from your statistics.
You're saying all the women who 100% of the women who got raped didn't have guns. Wow, that's a surprise.
Dan, thank you so much for the call tonight. I hope that you feel like this last part was a bit fairer to you. I mean. You're way up. No, he didn't. And, you know, he's making, as you point out, he's making the argument for us, right? By saying, you know, these same studies show that out of these 300 women who were raped, none of them defended themselves with a gun. You know, it reminds me of this this meme I saw a few weeks ago on one of these social media sites where they analyzed the bullet impacts of all of these airplanes during World War II that made it back safely. Mm-hmm. And then they reinforced the armor. Everyone was like, okay, well, we need to reinforce the armor in these places. In these places, and this one guy was like, no, we need to reinforce the armor in the places where there are no bullet holes. And they're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, the ones that got shot there were the ones that didn't come back.
Mm.
Yep.
So they're not getting included in our statistics. Right. So that's where the armor is needed. It's the exact same sort of thing here. The people who are not being included in your statistics are not being included because the rapes didn't happen because they were carrying guns that allowed them to prevent themselves from being raped.
Yeah, plus Dan is all about his statistics because he's a utilitarian, so he believes that whatever it takes to get to his ends are, you know, worthy.
And you can find a statistic that says anything you want.
Yeah. I don't want to be a statistic, and so therefore those people who don't want to be a statistic should carry weapons if they feel comfortable with it.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts? Should people who don't want to just be a number, another murder victim, carry a gun? 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is coming up. It's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.